You're listening to Wake Up Tucson. This podcast is a Bustos Media production on The Voice. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Did you vamp?
I was going to do a little ditty, but then I thought better about
it. Oh, come on. Come on, Callie. Good morning to all of you. Right when I was about to open my big yap hole, the doorbell rang, and, you know, a special guest star walked in. The prodigal son's back.
Ding dong. Now, that's the good one, right? The prodigal son was the good one that they brought back in and said, hey, glad you had fun. Welcome back. Is that the good one or the bad one? The one that was jealous?
Well, right. You're the guy who went out and played all the time, and then he came back, and then Chris decided to take you back and forgive you and love you and give you a great meal.
Great. Thank you. I just want to get my Bible stories correctly.
That was a guy in his 12-year jazz odyssey to learn and discover why it's an art form.
Good morning to you all. You're on the Wake Up Tucson show, 10:30 The Voice, local news and talk. We have our Thursday interviews. We have Larson at the bottom of the hour, our sports intern.
Cool.
He's been married since the last time.
You're kidding.
Absolutely.
Good for him.
Absolutely. Married at age 12 or whatever.
Yeah, I know
he is.
He looks like he's about 13, right? Good for him, man. Well, and I know nothing about sports still, so it'll be cool to get caught up on.
So just a new ground rule is when we talk to him, do not bring up baseball.
Okay.
We don't talk. Since they pulled the All-Star game from Atlanta because of elections, I told him, baseball can go to hell.
Good. So and he's a baseball nut.
That's the perfect
part. And I was lining up, Chris, I was lining up friends to go to Phoenix. I think I talked to you about this. Let's go do a game and go get to eat and go check the baseball
game. This year?
Yeah. And as soon as they pulled out, I sent a letter to the Diamondbacks and I said, hey, you know, I'm not a season ticket holder. I'm not a fan. You know,
Did you really write to them?
Yeah. Wrote them a little thing and said, your decision on Georgia, no, I'm going to leave my money in my wallet. So
wow.
Good luck to you.
Well, the great part is you got to make the stand here.
Right.
Right, which of course they cared about.
Right, they probably threw it in a circular file, like, okay, brother.
But more importantly, you got to save you and your friends from 4.5 hours of boring baseball.
Well, here's how it goes. You jump on the light rail, you go get dinner and have a beer.
Right.
You catch an inning or two, and then you jump on the light rail and you go find a beer.
Think about the last time when we did that deal. Remember we traded out advertising for the box?
Yeah.
And we went up that. It was a Friday night against the Dodgers, and the place holds 50,000. They had like 17,000, right?
Yep.
It was quiet as, like, thank God for some of the Dodger fans, or the place would be totally dead.
Right.
And then we sat up in the box. We got there late.
Yep. Early. But it's the, you know, I'd write the check for the ticket. I'd buy the beer and the hot dog for $50 and
right.
take in the experience with another couple that's from Tucson, right? So
right.
we just plan them. We'd look at the schedule and we'd say, okay, let's do this one and make it a weekend.
Well, right.
Not no mo.
Sure.
Yeah. And same with NBA. And that's going to be interesting to talk to him about is the impact of ratings and NBA and NFL and all this stuff. People are tuning out, man. People are tuning out.
Well, I think the thing that saved the NBA, sorry, the NFL a little bit is that they were one of the first ones to actually kind of like allow fans back in the stadium while everyone else was locking down in their bubbles and all that jazz.
Right.
And I think that actually gained them or save them some fans in the
right.
end.
But ultimately, I don't want to mix my politics with my sports and entertainment. Look at Ellen DeGeneres went down yesterday. Golden Globes are getting canceled. I mean, you know, I always, when we did the show together.
Ellen DeGeneres got canceled?
Yeah, or she quit or canceled or whatever happened.
Tom was just talking about her at the break.
Was he?
Yes.
But
we use the word double standard.
We're all kind of getting sick of it, right? I'm done with it. I didn't like when we were doing the radio show when these entertainment Hollywood actors would weigh in on politics stuff. Like, just stay in your lane. You're you know.
Well, Laura Ingraham had that book 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Shut up and sing.
Right. Right. They're stumbling over themselves to be more and more woke, and I think it's hurting them. I think most America, me included, is like, I read a book.
So then Schweikert's going to do his Thursday. So we just got the inflation report yesterday. So, Joe, we got, it feels like old times.
Nothing to see here. These are not the droids you're looking for, right?
Who knew that in 4 months we'd go back to when we got back and when we first started this show, right? We got, gas is amazingly expensive.
Yep.
The Palestinians are ramping up and killing people in Israel. We got gas shortages, inflation, How much does it cost to buy a 2x4 now? $15?
Almost sounds like it's a global reset, Chris, if I looked at it from a different lens. It just doesn't look too coinkydink.
Well, and of course, so look at this labor thing, right, that's mm-hmm. going on right now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's unintended or intended, okay, but they're both having the same effect, right? And so what they like about what it's not Biden. Everyone says Biden. Stop saying Biden. The guy doesn't even know where
he's. I'm not supposed to take questions today. I'm going to get in trouble for this. Let me come up and talk about it.
Those quotes. Those are so good.
Joke.
Imagine a president of the United States saying, I'm going to get in trouble if I answer your questions.
What a joke.
I mean, what do they do? Do they electroshock him when he gets back on his bed in the White House?
What a joke.
Leader
of the free world.
So what they're doing, right, is they want to push everyone that you got to pay $15 an hour, and then you'll get them off their government check.
Right. And then you see these states, there's like 10 of them now that have come up and said, no more. We're going to stop the federal. DeSantis came out with a rule that said change the rule that looking for work or something, applying for work, and all of a sudden, the moment he changed it, everybody started getting jobs because it wasn't just sit in your room, apply, and then get your check. You had to actually get a job.
So Doug did the thing where it was going back to the original. You just couldn't write down Rona to renew your line because that was going on for the last. Oh, how are you doing with your job thing? You just put Rona, right. And then you got your check again for the next so many weeks.
Right.
You know what I mean? So
Goldilocks found his right spot. We're right between DeSantis and Newsom.
Correct, because he doesn't want to go totally. It's not too hot.
Yeah.
It's not too cold.
Right in the middle.
Not too cold. And then we're going to have, returning to the show, you haven't met her yet, Joe. She was on last week. She wanted to come back on. Her name, she's one of these Vail, she's a Vail school parent.
Oh, cool.
Her name's Anastasia Tsatsakis, little Greek. And she was, I thought she was kind of passionate and at the same time realistic about a lot of things. And it's about mask mandates and all this stuff. Good. So you'll like her.
Love it.
Yep.
Love it.
So we got her coming up in the third hour. Tomorrow is Sean McCluskey's bachelor party on the air.
Oh, nice.
So he's getting hitched on Saturday.
Nice.
And so the only thing I
can. Is the camera going to be working?
I didn't even think about that. So
no, it will be broken.
Shut the camera off.
And that is for everyone's protection.
What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Callahan's
right?
Already going to the it's broken, so we don't have any record of this. So Sean doesn't know anything other than, so Van Buren can't do movies on Friday, so I'm going to do top 10 wedding movies. Awesome. Senator, it doesn't have to be, so it could be The Hangover. Right.
Father of the Bride, is that on the list?
Of course.
Oh, what a cheer jerker. Navy Blue Tuxedo. Love that show.
Love that movie. It's Steve Martin and the superfluous hot dog bun.
Mm-hmm.
It's got it all. So mm-hmm. I'm sure that'll be in the top 10.
Excellent.
I put it up on the Facebook a couple days ago. Someone took a picture of a baby in there. what child is that?
That's my neighbor. Oh. My neighbor had twins and I'm the godfather. And every time I'm down there, we do the chores together.
Okay.
Me and the little guy. She takes the girl, and we go do chores.
Right. So basically, Joe has a picture of himself with a baby in the papoose. A baby Bjorn kind of thing in front. Just like Galifianakis and Hangover.
Yep. And we feed the steers, we feed the chickens, the goats, and he's just, he loves it.
And you and Galifianakis now with the beards.
Right.
Very similar looking.
Yeah, metrosexual.
Well, you're a little
you
more.
You told me you liked it, so that's why I do it.
You're a little better looking
Thank
than
you.
Him.
Thank
you're
you.
Much more rugged in your sexiness.
We haven't caught up in a while. I'm looking forward to this.
Oh.
I don't know anything local going on. I kind of unplugged so many of my local things, but this is going to be a fun show.
That's why your blood pressure's down 23 points.
It's up there. Trust me. I'm watching national and international way too closely. That's up there.
All right. The boys are back in town. It's 6:15 in the morning. Joe Higgins, Christy Simone.
When do I get to pick some music today? I'm a guest, right? Can I pick some music or do you got a theme already and I can't even interrupt and you're doing a love fest over
now
there?
Now, I have a theme that you'll like this theme.
All right.
I'll give you a piece of paper and a pen to write a few.
All right.
Now, he's going to play Boys Are Back in Town, which is fine, you know. But I'm going for covers.
Okay.
All right.
So like covers, unknown bands that do covers or
any
just
covers.
Popular cover?
I don't care. Anyone who's covering a tune that you know by somebody else. So like Stevie Wonder's birthday's today, right? So mm-hmm. I have his Higher Ground followed by Chili Peppers' Higher Ground.
Okay.
So that kind of stuff.
Wait a minute. Do I have to do those both in the same bump, like fade them over? Or is it like go into a break and leave a break?
You know something? I never thought about that, but yes. Yes, you do.
Oh, this is your, this, we're going to review you at the end of the show. Right. This is your bonus.
So you want to do the original going to break and the cover coming back?
However you want to do it. Your choice. Well, I don't care.
If you're giving me both sets here.
I am giving you both
sets.
I
need direction, sir.
No, you don't.
You're right, I don't.
Wake up, Tucson, 10:30 The Voice. This is why Callie's a good man here. He knew that Bon Jovi did a cover of this. Look at that. Good job. We're doing cover tunes here on the Wake Up Tucson show. We got the prodigal son, Joe Higgins, here. He's got two microphones over there. You look like...
I'm a big deal.
I know. I'm trying to figure out which one I need to turn
I'm
on
a
here.
Big deal.
You want both of them, Joe?
I'm a big deal. You want me in stereo if you're
That's
listening
what I
want
to do is I want to put one on either side of his face, both facing, and see how that all comes out. So, Joe, any questions about Tucson lately? What do you got for me?
Apparently, I got this letter, this notice that I'm going to be paying more water. I live in unincorporated Pima County. I'm in the lower foothills, and I have no choice. I can't drill a well. I can't call water provider B. I am in Tucson Water. Now, why, Chris, would they only raise my water bill and not the city of Tucson's water bill? Because city of Tucson supplies water. County supplies sewer.
That's true.
Right.
Right.
Back and forth, right? That's the deal that was set up by the founding fathers of Tucson a billion years ago. And because of all of our water stuff, I can't go get a well permit and bypass anybody, so I'm stuck.
Can you get one of those big tanks and then have the fire department fill it up for you? And
I've done that.
Can you do that?
Let's not talk about tanks.
Okay.
It's a sore spot for me last time I was on your show.
Oh, that's right.
I had them stolen from me. I'm in a lawsuit
that's right.
over
I
that,
forgot.
Right? Yeah.
I forgot about
we forgot that.
That. Sorry, buddy. I wasn't even
Thank
doing
you.
That to Source purposely
subject. Right.
hurt you. So the best part, and we know the city council of Tucson right now is at its most emotional, its least amount of like gravitas, right? This is not a crew that deals in gravitas. This is all, you know, top of the...
It feels good. It's what I'm feeling today, right? I'm feeling it from Biden. I'm feeling it all the way down, right? What am I feeling like?
You know, when you look at... So they had to bring Ulick back, right?
Yeah.
All right. So,
how's she been doing? How's that been?
Same crap, different day. But, you know, she's probably the one of the few of them that have any gravitas, mm-hmm. even though she's a lefty.
Yeah, sharp.
Right? Mm-hmm. You know, she has gravitas.
Balanced, yeah.
Right?
And Kozachik used to, but he's kind of gotten weird, right, lately? Flailing.
He's a weird little man.
Yeah.
Weird little man.
What's the latest with his job? Did he get back at the U of A?
No, he ain't come back. They hate him. Mm. They hate his guts.
Mm.
I think that's the best six figures they ever let go of their lives.
Mm.
So, you know, when Rockin' Robin and Hickey sit together and say, what's the blessings of the coronavirus? And on the blessings, it says getting rid of Kozachik.
Mm.
I mean, here's a guy who's making six figures who's constantly eviscerating the university. Right? You're killing people with students. Your high rises are the devil. You know, who needs his rear end on the payroll?
Yeah. Useless. I love the deal he negotiated with the pizza oven people down there at Clerkham
that's,
Pizza.
That's a long time ago.
That was
ago.
A long one. That was old school.
But
Shakedown, we call it.
That was a shakedown. But so when you look at the crew over there, right, I thought Nikki Lee was going to be better when she got, but she's just fallen in with Rahina and Santa Cruz. So, and then the dude has no gravitas. And Fimbres, he just likes his title. Just likes his title.
So it's salmon swimming along with the stream, right? We're going to just flow along whatever's going on. Who's driving the ship? Is it Romero?
Of course.
Okay.
You know, and she doesn't go out there. She dictates. She always hates Trump's tweets. She dictates by tweets. That's what she does. She's not out being seen anywhere.
Mm.
She'd do these videos that literally look like proof of life videos. Literally in the basement of a hitchhiker.
So
a
before
house
we
forsaker.
Get to water, or
yes.
My water bill, it's about me right now.
I appreciate why, you're not even here to do radio. We're just here to do
please help me.
Counseling.
What's their role on masks? I mean, the governor said no. Chuck is saying up to you now?
No.
He's saying no? He's
no, he said up to, so supposedly at the meet on schools, he said it's up to each school board.
Okay. But what's he doing with the restaurants? Is he holding tight on the 50-50 and all that kind
of
garbage?
Of course.
Okay. So then Romero's playing that card.
Of course.
Okay.
Because remember, if Doug Ducey says it's light out, she'll say it's dark.
Gotcha.
Right?
Gotcha.
If Doug Ducey says that horse over there is brown, she'll say, no, it's tan. That's all she does. She's not here about it. She's just a political little.
So who has power over that? Because DeSantis basically did the same thing and said to all these cities and all these counties and all that, hey, heck with you, this is the plan.
So the county and the city are really just playing on the fear of it.
Right.
Right.
Which they're is not, CDC, which is right. Federal government, which is everything.
But
right?
They're not trusting the science. They have a few businesses that they're targeting that supposedly are defying them on mask orders. Right. One is Kelly Walker and the Viva Coffee guy out in, Rita Ranch. But in the end, I've been saying this to people, just go tell them to go call the cops.
And their hammer is, I'm going to take away your food permit?
Right.
Okay.
And they'll hit the business. Now, supposedly they can charge a individual for not wearing their mask $50. Okay.
It's so silly.
It's silly. So literally, I'm telling you, all you do is, and people have been doing it, which is great. Our listeners are amazing, is... you go into this. Someone was just telling me that this is the same thing I said to him. I go, they went into a supermarket and near the, we call it the circle of self-righteousness, right? That's the 2-3 miles around the U of A, takes downtown, that area.
The Blue Church.
Right. Thank you.
The Blue Church.
The Blue Church. I like that. And so I just said, look, just when they say, sir, you need to wear your mask, right? You just go, right. You know, you're right. I'm a bad boy. I think you need to call Tucson Police Department right now and have them come arrest me because I'm not wearing a mask, right? So then someone said they went to one of the targets in the circle of self-righteousness, and they said, sir, you got to wear your mask. And he said, call the cops. Well, sir, we can't call that. Well, I thought I'm doing something wrong. Call the cops, right? And they said, well, we can stop you from doing your transaction. Okay. Shut down all the self-serves. I mean, this is where this, but this is,
I know,
this
is, I know, this but is, that's you, dude. This You're is the, such a rebel.
This is the ridiculousness. The citizen has to drive
I
know. It.
I went into Office Depot yesterday without one the whole time. Everybody had masks on. I felt kind of naughty. I felt naughty.
It's beautiful.
I felt naughty.
You
what
should.
What my latest is, because I sometimes I have to buy stuff and I don't want to have a confrontation. I just want to go in and
Why?
Buy my Slurpee or something. Because I do.
What
Because I
sheep.
Get to buy things.
Meh.
I'm a sheep. Call me a sheep. So what I'll do is I'll put it below my nose. And I'll like pretend to wear it just so you leave me alone. And if they come up to me and say something, I'll say, well, let me tell you what, I'll pretend to wear it and you pretend that it works. And we'll call it a day.
I'm telling you, this has to be citizen driven in the end. If you're waiting for the government.
No. I wake up every morning and I listen to the CDC. Whatever the CDC says to me, if I can't go outside and talk to my family without a mask on, I am following the CDC. Can't send my kid to camp. Whatever that CDC says, I'm on it, dude.
Well, I saw the, we'll get to it maybe later, that guy Dr. Gupta on CNN.
I got that today. That's the turn. Gupta is like part of the blue little church.
Right.
And he is CNN's doctor extraordinaire. He came out to the on a clip yesterday and said,
"Yes,
your science isn't panning out.
Correct.
And you're losing credibility." And that's a big tidal wave right there, brother.
So
when
we'll
you lose Sanjay, you've lost America.
Hold on. I just got a tweet. Dr. Gupta was let go by CNN. they found something on his computer that was...
Thanks for playing Sanjay. He's now a Fox News contributor.
All right. We're going to talk to the sports intern when we come back. A no baseball version again. You guys want to talk wiffle ball? I'll talk wiffle ball all day. I'm a badass on wiffle ball, but we're not talking any baseball. So... Wake up. I can throw a 7-foot curve with a wiffle ball. The good one with the holes on only one side. Thank you. All right. It's covers day. Chili Peppers doing... No, sorry. This is original. Sorry. It's in my head. Sorry. I should have known better. Happy birthday to Stevie Wonder, too. Wake up. Love that growly flea bass on that one. Chili Peppers covering Stevie's Higher Ground. Hanging out with my boy Joe Higgins.
Good morning.
He's making it happen.
Did you ever settle why my water bill's going up and the ones in the Tucson are not?
Not yet.
Ugh.
We got to
leave me hanging on that?
We got to talk to the old married guy, Ryan Larson, first.
Hey!
Larson.
Congrats, Ryan.
Thanks.
Now, where are you at? Are you still going to college? Are you still? We haven't talked in a while.
He graduates high school in 3 weeks. No, I'm just kidding.
Sometimes it feels like that, right? It hasn't been that long. But no, I just graduated from college up here in Utah, University
Congrats.
Of Utah.
Congrats.
And Yeah.
And what's career choices? What do you? What's it looking like? What are you doing? What do you want to do?
Wake up Salt Lake. It's a new radio
show. When you grow up, what do you want to be?
What do I want to be when I grow up? So I graduated in economics. So I'm going to be working as an analyst for a company called Global Payments for a year, just doing business analysis for them. And then law school is the plan. That's where I'm going to end up next year.
Nice.
So I'm looking forward to it.
Any particular type of law you want to practice that intrigued you yet?
Sports law is very intriguing to me. Arizona State actually has some good programs for that, so that's on the list. If not, it'll probably be some sort of corporate law, but I don't know for sure yet. So, I have some time to figure that one out.
So, Ryan, here's what I love about you. You've been passionate about sports. You turned your passion into your resume was built beyond college, right? You did local stuff in your local market. You've been with us, and you're going to hold that passion into your career. So you hang tight. Do not let that go, and get into sports law, man. You're going to be awesome at it.
Yeah, that's the plan, and you guys were the foundation for that, definitely. Yeah. Everything stemmed from that.
Good for you, dude.
Able to come on this show.
We're super proud of you, man.
You better, in a couple of years, you better start sending some checks to your two sports daddies down in Tucson, you little ingrate.
Tickets. I want tickets, man.
You never sent me any checks. Why would I send you any checks?
We launched your whole damn career.
We did.
He'll give you guys all the Diamondbacks tickets you want.
Hold on, Diamondbacks tickets? Sorry, that's weird.
Ryan, they're giving those away right now.
So, Ryan Larson, where do you want to start today? Well, actually, I know where we're going to start. Let's start with, we have a Kentucky Derby winner, Bob Baffert.
What a story. Local angle, too.
And, it's something where, you tell us the story about the drug test for Medina Spirit.
So Medina Spirit was the winner of the Kentucky Derby, and then about a week after that, and it was pretty long odds, I believe it was 12-1 is what Medina Spirit was at when they won the Kentucky Derby.
Correct.
And then a week later, it came out that Medina Spirit, in a post-race drug test, which they do for all the horses who race, they do a drug test after the race, is found that there was illegal substances in the drug test for Medina Spirit that could potentially invalidate the winner of the Kentucky Derby. And this is happening 1 year after there was a controversial finish in the previous Kentucky Derby. And it comes back to Bob Baffert, who is a trainer for Medina Spirit. He's a trainer who has won the most Kentucky Derbies with his horses in general.
And he's from Sonoda, Arizona. He's an Arizona boy, too, right?
Nogales.
Yeah.
Nogales.
But, Nogales counts as Arizona still.
It still does.
But he's had some issues in the past with other horses getting tested positive for illegal substances post-race, but it's never been on such a big stage as the Kentucky Derby. And so they're working to either invalidate or confirm whether or not this was an illegal drug test at the moment. And it's not going to look good for Baffert either way. And
so let me give you a little color here, Ryan, because this is an important component. After the drug test, he comes out and vehemently denies. My reputation has been scoured and whatnot. A week later, he backtracks. And what happened was he found out that a vet prescribed some kind of antifungal topical for this ache that this horse had from antifungal stuff. The people in the stalls... You can use it up to 2 weeks before a race.
Right.
Then you have to stop the use, and then it won't show up on the system, and it won't impact the race. The people in the stalls kept goozing it right up to the day of the race. So that's how the positive happened. So he's going to make the argument, not that I didn't know, but that it's not life-changing, and they just did a wrong protocol. It was a mistake. So it's not going to tarnish his reputation, Sean Miller. It's going to make it more of a whoopsie, it happened kind of thing.
So, Ryan, what's next in this? What are we waiting for? Because the shoe hasn't dropped. The horseshoe hasn't dropped on this yet. Thank you very much. What's the next stage that they're waiting for?
I mean, we're just really waiting on the Kentucky Derby to perform their investigation at this point, and we don't necessarily have a timetable on that. It's similar to investigations in other sports where they're going to take their time and figure this out, but it really just sounds like almost very identical to what Major League Baseball players say when they get caught for using steroids themselves, where it's, I didn't intentionally use steroids. My doctor prescribed me something that happened to have steroids in it, or I didn't know that this was on the banned substance list, even though it's their job to know.
Right.
And the doctors are generally very aware of these things to begin with. That sounds very similar to Baffert, who has some history in the past of his horses testing positive for things. This might not have been intentional, but it sounds like this is something he should have known about. And
it, it totally reminds me, Ryan, of the Seinfeld episode where George Costanza was eating the poppy seed muffin and came, or was it Elaine? One of the two.
Elaine,
and came positive for heroin. Totally reminds me of that. They're playing dumb.
So here's the thing, right? So the horse has been cleared. The Preakness, which is the second Triple Crown race, is in 48 hours, right? So the horse has been cleared to do that, right? So that. Let's say he wins that, right? Now what happens is if they come back and he wins two of the three at least or whatever, and then they go, oh yeah, he's dirty. We're gonna knock him off the board. Well, what happens then?
But you can use this substance up to 2 weeks to the race.
Right.
So how much of an is it doping like Lance Armstrong and intentional, or is it a my horse hurts and I'm gonna put this thing on the top of its back leg so it's okay?
My favorite initial story.
Right.
Was there was a possibility that the groom was taking some sort of cough medicine. Urinated in the stall where the horse is.
Yes.
Like on his hay.
Yes.
Then the horse ate the hay.
Yes.
And then this stuff showed up. Nice. That was the kind of the original story.
Nice. Nice.
And as my brother Joe said, and I were talking about that because Joe's into horse racing, right? He said, if a trainer saw a groom whizzing on the horse's hay, that guy would be killed.
Yes. And don't you think you're going to guard that stall for like a week or two before the Kentucky Derby? Like you're going to watch that thing like a hawk.
Larson, I saw on the sports world that the NFL, they're doing an extra game this year.
Yeah. So that was a change that the NFL made as part of their collective bargaining agreement over this past season, which is that they are officially expanding the regular season by one game. So there's going to be 17 regular season games and then only three preseason games. But this has been in the works for the NFL for years. The owners have wanted to go to an extra game while the players were pretty split 50-50 on whether or not they wanted to play an extra regular season game. The reasoning for it is it's going to bring more money.
No.
Really? All to the players. I know, it's a really shocking motivation for the NFL and for the players, but ultimately they're going to get a lot more money out of an extra regular season game because people watch them a lot more of these games. The networks are willing to pay a lot more money to televise a regular season game than they are willing to pay for a preseason game. And just being able to coin it as a regular season game allows teams to jack up the prices for tickets and for everything that happens within the stadium. And so,
now if I'm a player, I'm worried about getting hurt, right?
Exactly. Yeah. That's why a lot of the players were opposed to it, is because you just create greater risk of injury because players generally don't play the fourth preseason game, but now they're going to have to play 17 regular season games where they're going to have to be out there the whole time. So there's the concern of injuries.
Yep.
There's a concern that the product won't be as good in week 17 as it would be in a normal season. But it's ultimately a money grab, and the players, they signed the collective agreement. They agreed to it, so they're going to have to go out and play now.
Where do you stand on it, Ryan? What would you do? What would you think?
As a fan, I like it because I like football, and I like being able to watch regular season football games. But I think it's not necessarily a great move for from the players' perspective, in that they are risking a lot more injuries, and you want the best quality product on the field. You want as many players healthy as possible going into the playoffs.
Yep.
So I don't think that's going to be the case as much this season, but it was inevitable. The NFL's been pushing for this for years and years, and they finally got it through. So we get more football, though, out of it. So they're wins for the fans.
Are they going to put an extra bye week in there?
No, it's just 18 weeks instead of the normal 17 weeks, and then one bye week, which is probably why the players are upset. They should probably get a second bye week at some point if they're going to keep expanding.
That's what I want to do, right? Yeah. So what the season goes another year? Who cares?
Right.
There's nothing to watch after football's over anyway. We're going to watch basketball or hockey.
Easter Super Bowl.
But let's talk about hockey while Tom's here. The regular season's over? Is that what I'm hearing?
Sort of.
The rest of the day, right?
Ryan, can you explain maybe?
Ryan, explain why the season's sort of over.
So six of the playoff series for the NHL have officially been set, but we are still waiting on matchups being finalized on tonight for the West Division. The West Division doesn't have a set playoff schedule, but we have six other playoff schedules. And it's not that we don't know who the playoff teams in the West are. We've known that for a while now, who the four are. It's going to be Vegas, Colorado, Minnesota, and St. Louis. But the issue is that Colorado has played 55 games, and they sit at 80 points. And Vegas has played 56 games, and they sit at 82 points. So they're still trying to figure out who's going to be the one seed in that division and who's going to end up playing St. Louis and who's going to end up playing Minnesota. And so they have to figure that out today. And once they do, we'll know all the playoff matchups besides the ones, or we're just really waiting on the West to figure it out, and then the playoffs can start on Saturday. Is the plan on the 15th is when we're going to see actual playoff games get going.
Hockey time.
And here's the funky thing is because of COVID, some teams missed time. That's just the way it was. But Vancouver missed a ton of it. Vancouver actually will not finish its schedule for another 6 days. They're not in the playoffs, but they'll probably still be finishing out regular season games for Vancouver and Calgary while everyone else is starting the playoffs because Vancouver was 10 games behind.
That is wild, wacky stuff.
I don't know why they're making them finish. I don't see the point.
Are there fans in the stands in Vancouver?
No, there's nothing in Canada.
Yeah, so have a nice day. See you next year. So, Ryan,
not a hockey or a soccer fan.
Joe Higgins is really more into curling than
yeah, anything but soccer.
But we were talking about, at the beginning of the show, you were talking about how, of course, these athletes with their opinions,
yeah,
that they're big politicos, you know, like LeBron thinks he's a mix between, you know, Jesus Christ and Henry Kissinger.
Right.
So tell me, what I guess we're talking about is ratings and things like this. I know Rona screws things up, but
Ryan, I want to keep my politics and my sports two separate parts of the newspaper, if that makes sense.
Right.
So, what's the rest of America looking at with ratings and just general excitement about sports?
So you'll find that a lot of people are in agreement with you, Joe, as they want their sports and their politics to be separate. I am also one of those people who prefers it to be separate because ultimately, sports is what people want as an escape. It's what it means for them to relax, to focus on something else. And there was a time where sports networks, they didn't realize that from a fan perspective. We saw ESPN leaned very heavily into politics about 5 years ago, and most other sports companies did as well. But in the time since then, ratings began to crater for ESPN, ratings have fallen for a lot of sports talk shows especially. And some of that is due to other factors as well, such as the rise of podcasting, such as just an increase of options in social media. But ratings as a whole have begun to fall. And so sports media companies such as ESPN have begun to try and shy away from politics. They've told people not to talk about politics. They told their personalities to avoid the subject and stick specifically to sports. And
good old free market, Ryan. Good old free market.
The free market, yeah. But we've seen that the players don't have those same restrictions because it's not their obligation to increase ratings. Their job is simply to play the game. And so a lot more professional athletes have become very vocal. It's been especially common in the NBA, but it's not specifically limited to that. It's happened in Major League Baseball. It's happened in the NFL. And as Chris can attest, it happens in soccer as well. But what we've seen is that ratings have fallen a lot in the last year. NBA ratings have continued to fall just over the last 5 years or so, but it was especially bad last season.
Can you pin it to politics or can you pin it to COVID? Because everybody's sitting at home by their TVs to watch these things. Is the excitement level not as high because of nobody in the stands, or is it? Can you pin it on politics?
Oh, it's a combination. So part of it is COVID for sure, because people want fans in the stands. Ratings are down across the board during COVID, which seems counterintuitive because people have been at home a lot more.
Right.
But ratings are down because there's not the excitement from having fans in the stands. But there are certain sports where ratings are down more, such as the NBA, where the NBA finals, there were fewer viewers than for a regular season NFL game.
Mm.
And then, so there is a tie to the politics of it in that fans are leaving these sports, they're refusing to watch more. But in general, a lot more of it is tied COVID and the lack of interest from not having fans or from having these weird seasons and these bubbles.
Even the Oscars, right? Did you see the Golden Globes and the Oscars? Or the Golden Globes. The Oscars were down to 9 million.
Oh, they're definitely
down. At a peak of 43 million or something ridiculous.
So in the end, right, I got to wrap this up. The fascinating part is going to be is when these contracts renew for TV.
Right.
Right, when they come up, what's that next number going to look like?
Right.
That's going to be fascinating.
It's going to be high.
I know.
It's
still
going to
be a lot higher than before. The NFL is planning for a massive spike in TV money, but the NFL is the most bulletproof in terms of ratings. It's these other sports like baseball and basketball that are struggling.
I heard of basketball. I don't know what that other sport you refer to is. So, sir, have an amazing day. Thanks for the knowledge as always, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks, Chris. Great to talk to you, and great to talk to you again.
You too, man. You keep working for your dream, man. You'll get there. I feel it. You've been so committed for so many years that we've known you. You started when you were in high school with us or college?
Yeah, 17. Here I am.
Awesome, man.
He came here in diapers, I remember. That's how young he was. Have a good day, buddy. 6:51 in the morning. Chris and Joe, you're on the Wake Up Tucson show. Schweikert in about 15 minutes. Wake up. Former guest of the Wake Up Tucson show, Bill Shatner, who has been on this show before, covering Common People. Joe, I want to answer your question. We had so much stuff to get to today about the water, real quick.
Let's why is my bill going up? And those in the I'm in Lower Foothills, unincorporated Pima County. I have no choice for my water. I have no choice for my sewer. I can't drill a well. I am on the Tucson water pipeline.
So
and apparently, I'm getting a raise. But the city of Tucson residents are not. Why does that happen?
Dunderhead, I mean, Paul Cunningham, I don't know, a month or so ago said it's about equity, bro.
So?
Equity.
I'm...
Well, the poor people in the city, they're subsidizing your rich fat cats.
Okay.
It's got to go the other way around, bro.
Okay, all right.
It's got to go the other way around.
Now it's coming clear to me. So, it has nothing to do with infrastructure costs or delivering service that far up bills or anything. We don't use more. It already is a graduated usage.
Someone got in their head who said, why aren't you charging the fat cats more? Are you crazy?
Mm.
Right? So, and they're going to do a pricing structure that's going to hit the fat cat and not hit the person who's making a lower amount of money.
How
in
do they
the,
determine that?
Oh.
Because I'm Lower Foothills, so I'm not a fat
they'll,
cat.
They'll figure it out, big fella. Don't you worry. They'll figure out how
I gotta fill
those county islands in the city, like kind of maybe like in that Flowing Wells area where the per capita income is $21,000. They'll figure out a way, or they'll give them a scholarship program. Because what's going to happen? Yeah, remember how this works, right? The county does the same thing, right? Remember we talked about how much it costs for the count for the flush a toilet,
right?
Well, it's got to be programmed in that number, right? The amount of people who aren't paying for their wastewater, you're still paying for
right?
It opened my eyes. Dan Shearer did a piece where one of his reporters did a ride along with a constable, like. You know, it's kind of like, here's a story. What the hell does a constable do?
Right.
So she did the ride along and she couldn't believe how many shutoff notices they were doing for people not paying their wastewater bill from the county. Right. So in the end, it's not like Chucky Boy goes, oh, look, we're going to go into the general fund and we're going to pay for those people. I mean, we're still paying for it anyway. But anyway, they just put that in your extra high sewer rate.
So you can do an appeal process, can't pay my bill, and you get it taken off.
Sure.
Okay. But then ultimately that's paid by everyone else.
But in the end, they'll put you on the low. I'm on a low income scholarship program, which means Joe Higgins is paying for your wastewater.
It beats going outside and having that whole problem.
What do you mean?
Using a tree.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, especially because there's a million new ones, according to the mayor. But that's the thing, right? So in the end, someone got in their brain that said, why aren't we charging these fat cats more money? Are we crazy? Right? Then you sell it to the people going, this is equity, bro. Equity.
And you have no choice. There's no competition. It's a closed system.
So the guy who's the deputy city manager shot out the range of the bump.
Yeah.
Between 10 and 50%.
Nice. Why not stop there? It's like minimum wage. Why stop at 15 hours? Let's go to 20.
Now, I'm sure they'll use that 50% number to do the old classic scale down.
Right.
You know, we were going to hit you bastards with 50, but right. Now it's going to be 27.4.
Why not go north of Skyline, 50, north of River, 30, north of whatever, 10.
Absolutely.
Because that's the home values as you get closer to the mountains up there. Hey, why not, dude?
And,
they got full control. They
and I
can.
Think
why
got,
not?
Now that you have Adelita Grijalva on the county board, I think she said it, but I want to say she's probably going to be one of those ones that, sure, go for it. Because my people are that if they're in their county, they're probably on the lower income level. They're not going to get the bump, right? But, T-Rex Scott and Christy, you know, if 1 and 4, you guys can go to hell. You guys just pay up, just like you do with your property taxes.
Love it.
Why not?
Why not?
You can. Right, and you guys have been letting it go on for 20 years. So what? Why? You're gonna stand up now? You're going to say, oh, yeah. Ain't going to happen. Schweikert in a few minutes. Wake up, 10:30 The Voice.